let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Living a Balanced Life, Giving God All the Praise and Glory, author Ashley Goins brings forth an inspiring read to motivate people that despite the busyness and chaos they are facing, to juggle everything every day, balancing their lives by centering on God is the key to living a balanced life. Her new book, readers will acknowledge the different aspects in their lives, family, children, work, relationships, and more, and finally recognize that they can never weigh them equally without Jesus in the center of it all. Through this book, readers can start living a balanced life and do it today. Ashley is a follower of Christ, author, wife, and mother, married for 13 years, a mother to a son and a daughter, and 3 four-legged pups. She's been blessed to homeschool her children, co-owned the Emmanuel Holiday with her best friend and mother. Now, through her life, she has seen the need for Christ in people's lives and is aspiring and encouraging people to open their heart and home up to Him through His unfailing love. Ashley Goins, author of Living a Balanced Life, Giving God All the Praise and Glory, recipient of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence, and Ashley's our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. This book is so important because we are all aspiring for living a balanced life, and you point out the obvious, the reason that when it's worked for you, it's worked for so many people. It's why the book is award-winning, why it is doing so well. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Through my life, I have seen the need for Christ in people's lives. And I want people to know that when we spend time with our Lord, He fills us and He creates a balance in us. And we can have joy in Him, pure joy, that no matter what is going on with us or our circumstance, in Him we are whole, loved, and forgiven. He wants what is best for us, and it is up to us to trust Him in that.
And you tell us how to do that, and the book is so well written, Living a Balanced Life by Ashley Goins, that's G-O-I-N-S, if you're Googling. The book is at writersrepublic.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. Ashley's website is authorashleygoins.com. That'll all be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ashley, what impact do you hope will come from the book? Getting very positive reviews, and it's really changing a lot of lives. What is your hope for the impact this book will have?
My hope for this book is that it reach anyone God wills it to, that through it, someone sees Jesus' light and wants joy for themselves. Because at the end of the day, we're all crossing the same finish line, and that finish line is Jesus. We all have a job to do while we're here on earth, and all of our jobs may be a little different. And we all want to be an inspiration to others so that through us, that they may see Jesus and how good and beautiful He is. Nothing bad is caused by God. We live in a broken world, but in that brokenness, we can see beauty and we can see love. Because God is so good, and He is the definition of love.
Who is this book designed for? As you write a book and the marketing people want to put it in a demographic group, it's designed for this group. As I'm reading it, as we're talking about it, this really doesn't have any limitation, does it? This book could be used to benefit all of our lives.
Exactly. I don't have, an age limit on this book. I pray that this book is meant for any age, and I believe that God will put it into the hands of those that need inspiration and encouragement. And I pray that this book find anyone that needs those things. This book is a good reminder. It's a gentle reminder because God is a gentleman of how loving that our Father in heaven is. God loves each and every one of us. We are His children, and He wants to bless us in every single way.
When people comment on the book to you, I'm sure you get people that say, ask you Bible questions when they talk about the Bible. What do you say when people, how do you respond when they ask you Bible questions?
I always think of the Bible scripture, John 16:13. It tells us, God will guide us into all the truth. God is alive and He's well. He is truth. He is the definition of truth. We will never be at a loss of words when we are in Him. Relationships are two-way. It's our Father and it's us, His children. We can't always be the one talking. We need to do some listening, and we may be surprised by how much our Father in heaven and how much He wants to tell us and reveal to us. If we learn to be still like the Bible tells us to do, we will know exactly how to answer any kind of question that God has, because He will speak through us and they will hear Jesus in return.
That's interesting. So you just sort of take a deep breath and see what He guides you to say and to answer the question.
Absolutely.
And direct them to the book, Living a Balanced Life. Again, writersrepublic.com. I'll give you Ashley's website before we end the conversation today. As I'm reading this and reading the comments from people, this is such a wise book. You bring such wisdom to this book in giving us the guidance to sort things out in our all very busy lives. What exactly is wisdom to you?
Wisdom is reverence for God. God is the source. Christ is the key that opens that hidden treasure for God's wisdom. When we have Christ, we have God's wisdom. I encourage anyone to read their Bibles, and I pray that they get involved with people around them. And whatever this life brings to us, I pray and I hope for anyone that they find the beauty in it, and they always know that that beauty is Jesus Himself.
You know, sometimes when you mention the Bible, some people think, boy, that's way above me. I wouldn't understand this. Difficulty sort of relating to that. You describe the Bible as a conversation, which I really like how you describe that. Can you explain that? Because that brings us down to our level. It's just like daily reading we do.
Absolutely. We all enjoy a nice conversation. If we take the time to get to know God through our Bibles, we start having many conversations with Him. And it's the same as like when we're talking to a friend. And to get to know a friend, we have to have time spent, and we have laughter, we have tears, there's joy, and sometimes there's pain that they share in that. And Jesus is our friend, and He's the best kind. We can talk to Jesus about everything. He wants to celebrate in the victories, and He wants to comfort us in the times of hardship. And to get to know our Father, we just read our Bibles, read what He wrote, read His word and what He has to tell us. He has created everything to work together for good.
So we go through all of the emotions, like you say, that you go through in a friendship with somebody. Some days highs, some days lows. You all get through it together. Also, fear is another one that's interesting. And in the book, you point out that the Bible teaches us about fear. Talk about that. Explain that, if you would, please.
The Bible teaches us to cast out fear, to let it go. If we do not choose to let it go, God can't take it. To surrender our fears, the balance we have to learn is to release it. We can't ask God to take it, but still hang on a little bit with our fingertips on the other side of that fear. Fully surrendering doesn't come overnight. We have to learn how to do it step by step. In this life, we will constantly be learning. None of us will ever know everything, but through Christ, we can learn much. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:6-8, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Our Lord goes with us. Our Lord never leaves us. God knew fear would enter into our lives, and that's why He commands us not to be afraid. Sometimes we have to push through things and realize our feelings will catch up with us later. Scripture tells us to take up our positions in 2 Chronicles 20:17 and stand firm and watch Jesus deliver you.
As we go through life, it seems like we're always being tested. How do you handle that as we go through life and we face these periods of being tested?
I just pray that we all can become fighters for what is right. And to become good at that, to become a warrior and a soldier for Christ, we have to become knowledgeable with the word that He says. When things come against us, we can be ready and prepared. It's not about, being happy with what's going on around us, but it's about that pure joy that no matter what, we can put that suit of armor on that God gives us, and that we can find pure joy in all things that we have to go through. And that's to be well-balanced and temperate and cautious at all times, that you can find in 1 Peter 5:8.
What would you say to the audience out there, and probably some that are like, boy, I've never thought about that. I wonder if that would work in my life. I try to go through all these different self-help books and trying to find how to balance this. And every day you pick up the newspaper, there's a column on how to find balance in your life and juggle home and family and all of your obligations. What would you say to people out there about your book and how it's impacted your life and many others?
I just want everybody to know that God is for you, and he wants to tell you how much he loves you. He wants you to enjoy the life here on earth that he has given you. He wants to be in a relationship with you. He wants you to spend time with him and get to know him and see, and we all can see how wonderful and beautiful he truly is.
What has this experience been like for you? What's your favorite part of writing this book? And I know there's a lot of angst that can go into writing a book and trying to get it all together and doing the editing and going back over 4 or 5 drafts and getting the book out there. But what's this been like for you? And what's been your favorite part of being an author?
My favorite part about writing this book is the time that I have got to spend with my Heavenly Father. God teaches me every day, and I'm truly grateful for the lessons and the time spent with him. I am blessed in so many ways, and I do give God all the praise and glory in that.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, this is something that can be done. You can start living a balanced life today. This is not something, is it, that takes 3 to 4 years to go through the process. It's what, as simple maybe as changing, I don't want to say it's that simple. Well, maybe it is. Changing a mindset, is that where it all begins?
Yes, I agree with that.
And Ashley walks us through all of the steps it takes to get to that point. When you discovered this, well, let's talk about the discovery. When you went through your life trying to find that balance, what was it like when you realized, I've been looking in the wrong places, I really need to give God all the praise and glory? That's where it starts.
I think that before I found who I was in Christ, I think that we all kind of keep searching for what fulfills us on the inside. And that true fulfillment is only found in Christ himself. He lives in us, and we have nothing to lose when we live in him. We have everything to gain.
Are you working on something now? You've done such an excellent job with this book in the presentation. I love the book cover. I love the content. I love the way you're able to take this message and make it relatable. Are you working on another book now?
I am.
And is that close to, can you talk about it? Or are we still in the stages of writing it?
Still in the stages of writing it.
Okay.
It's becoming very, very close.
Ooh, that's very good, and hopefully we'll have...
And it doesn't matter what you've done, that he loves you and forgiven, and it doesn't matter what you've done, that he loves you.
You know, the nice thing when you write a book is you're able to impact people literally worldwide, people that you don't know, will never know, but are impacted by your book, Living a Balanced Life. But you do get a chance to read some of the feedback. You get a chance to see family and friends and get a feedback from them. What kind of feedback are you getting on your book?
I have had, I have the best family and all my friends and my church family. They really rally around me and give me full support. And I just pray that book, this book finds, it's meant for encouragement and inspiration. And I just pray that God, you know, puts it in the hands of those that need it. And I just pray that I'm a vessel, and I just pray that he continue to use me in whatever way he chooses to show others the love of Christ.
Well, your life is such an example. I mentioned the fact that you homeschool the children. You're a co-owner of a business with your mother. You've got a lot of things going on, a successful writer on top of that. You've really found, obviously, that balance in your life, haven't you? And every picture I've seen of you, you got a smile on your face. You're really living and enjoying life, aren't you?
Yes, I am, truly.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have Ashley Goins with us on the program. That's G-O-I-N-S, writersrepublic.com is where you'll find the book. Her website, Ashley's website, is authorashleygoins.com, and Goins is G-O-I-N-S. The book is Living a Balanced Life, Giving God All the Praise and Glory. You'll find information on our website, This Week in America, as well. Ashley, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book. Good luck with getting the new book finished, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
It has been a pleasure. Ashley Goins, author of Living a Balanced Life, Giving God All the Praise and Glory, available at writersrepublic.com. Info on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.